Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. 24 hours ago, we were talking AJ into going to the hospital. He was here in the studio complex, hunched over in pain.
Oh, man.
Like, this is no way to do a radio show.
Poor AJ.
Yeah.
No way to live life, really.
No way to live life.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Can you pull up that Instagram video? Is that difficult? Or Facebook, whichever one's easier. We posted a video. It's kind of a short version. It gives you an idea of what was happening yesterday on the show.
Oh, of AJ in pain?
Yes. Yeah. And we're all trying to...
How's your gut? Kind of hurts.
I mean, AJ, the thing of it is that if you were to go to the hospital, the good thing is that they can do an ultrasound, they can do a CAT scan, they can do a flat, a regular X-ray.
Right, doing that today, 2:30. Yep.
You know, I mean,
are there any doctors
my concern is that I'm wondering if you have any type of, you know, like an abscess or some type of fluid collection in that area causing the discomfort.
Oh, okay.
Are they going to drain him?
But I think that if you're seen, I think that because this has been going on for a while, I think that you benefit from some blood work and just to see what else is going on. You can get more information in the emergency room right now.
We heard you.
Well, that is very helpful advice. Thank you.
Which you're not going to take.
Well, we've been saying this for weeks.
Go to the ER.
AJ, you do. If you've got something growing again and it's bothering you, like pain-wise, you got to go.
I'm leaning more towards it, put it that way.
Hey, your body's completely engulfed in flames. You think about walking into that pond over there? I'm leaning towards it. So that was yesterday.
Oh, man. Go to the hospital.
He went.
And now, from his hospital bed, it's AJ.
And my stomach hurts again now. Thank you.
AJ!
Hi, AJ.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Why do you sound muffled?
Because I have a tube down my throat.
Oh, Jesus.
How dare you?
Yeah, right. Can you pull it out for the break?
We're on a radio show.
Think about the listeners.
I know. What a jerk I am.
Selfish.
I'll take
it. Whoever pulls his ass, I'm going to be king of England.
What's the tube for?
I guess there's still like a precautionary thing, draining stuff from my stomach.
What are they draining from your stomach?
I guess like gaseous material or like excess stuff.
All right, excess stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Get it out of there.
There was terminology for it, but in my defense, I've had morphine, so I can't remember everything.
Morphine.
So I was just going to ask. You feeling good?
Yep. Yeah, feed and morphine, yes. But yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
are you in Milford or Bridgeport now?
I'm in Bridgeport in beautiful West Tower 6.
Oh, that's a good place.
Yeah. I love it. Got a great view.
Now, when you say beautiful,
I mean beautiful quotes.
That's a very large air quote.
Beautiful. Bridgeport's a beautiful city when you're up high looking at it.
Just not when you're down low on the street.
That's true.
No, yeah. there's beautiful parts of Bridgeport. I love Bridgeport.
Yeah,
I agree.
They're my peeps.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're your peeps.
There, I get it.
Yeah. They're all good. They're all good people here in this hospital too, man. They're awesome people.
I love Bridgeport Hospital.
Yeah, I've had Kaya, watching me all night long. She's the night nurse over here and stuff, take care of me. Bobby came by, drew blood from me first thing in the morning. I'm like, oh, okay, no eggs for me. And
who's a hungry boy?
Who's a hungry boy?
No eggs for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave him two big vials of AJ's special blend. So
was it the dark roast?
Yes, it was. Yes, I'm dark and roasted. But yeah, I've been feeding off this IV over here, which makes you pee every 10 minutes. Apparently,
oh no.
So I've been peeing in a plastic jug like every 10 minutes all night long. So
oh man,
that's fun. But the cool thing is they got this thing here. It's some kind of feature that they put around your legs and they massage your legs. So I don't know if I could ever pee without having my legs massaged ever again.
I think that's so you don't clot, AJ. It's good stuff.
Yes, I know. But the thing is, it's like rubbing your legs and stuff. And at one point, the thing like released as I released. It was really zen-like.
I think I have to go to the hospital.
Like it released while you were releasing. Wow, that's
as I was releasing, all of a sudden it released. I was like,
You guys had a moment together.
That's pretty special. Much, yeah.
AJ and the leg pads.
It was like a Kama Sutra around here. It was pretty cool.
I think I need one.
That was page 39, volume 4.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so I'm still waiting to eat. Supposedly at some point today I get to eat, which is cool.
His last text to me, I'm starving.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yes.
I can only imagine.
When's the last time you ate?
I want everything. Last time I ate was 3:30 yesterday morning.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I would fall over.
The last thing I had anything to drink was when they were putting the tube down my throat. That as they're working a tube through your nose and down your throat, you have to sip water to make the tube go through. And it took three tries, and my body was not having it.
Wow, put me out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't do that when you're sleeping.
Yeah. At one point, after the second try, I guess I must have got kind of intimidated. Because they're like, okay, we're going to let you cool off and then come back and try again.
Cool off?
And I'm like, that's going to help. Nobody's coming.
What are you craving? How many things are you craving right now?
You know what? I really want a Big Mac badly.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I want. Oh, there's that Sicilian pizza place over here in Bridgeport. There, I mean, knowing that there's somewhere that near my window. Was it Vinny's?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That Sicilian pizza, just like Long Island Sicilian. But then, you know, anything really. I'm just starving.
Yeah, you're not going to be picky.
Yeah, no. At this point.
No. Put something in front of me, I'm going to hoover it like a vacuum, so.
He did say he was going to go to the bathroom.
Yes, he did.
Maybe it's a long one.
And then we heard,
God.
We really did.
Then I got the recorder out, and then nothing. So he must have walked into another room.
No, I had to had to put the phone down. I need two hands for this.
Oh.
You got to hold the phone with one hand and put the other. Yeah, well, you know.
Don't turn me back.
Boy, what a tight fit in that big wide bottle.
Let me bring Jennifer in. My wife is a nurse. Jennifer, AJ. AJ, Jennifer.
Hello. Hey. So it's pretty impressive that they got you in surgery last night and you didn't have to wait until this morning.
Yeah, immediately. I was kind of surprised. They go, they're waiting for you in surgery. I go, I just got here. I'm like, shouldn't I get to meet you people and talk for a while? And they laughed, and then they preventive surgery. So,
what time was the surgery?
Well, they got me in there. I got here somewhere like around. Unfortunately, I'm not really good with time because I was kind of drugged up and whatnot. But somewhere, I think it was like somewhere around 6:15, they picked me up, and then they brought me over there to Bridgeport.
Hey, hon, is it me or does that mean that this was an important surgery when they say we're going to do this right now?
Thank God he was.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing of it is that with any, like, typically with a hernia repair, a common thing that can occur or result from a surgery is what they call adhesions. It's just scar tissue that will develop, and then that could obstruct the bowel. So I don't know if that's what obstructed him, but it sounds like it probably is.
Because
they'll see adhesions or scar tissue. And
those words sound familiar.
But if he left a glove in there, he's not going to say, I left a glove. He's just going to say, the scar tissue got in the way again, damn it.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was poop. It's a bowel obstruction.
Me too.
When's the last time did you go, AJ?
I'm like, okay.
Did you get a matchbox stuck in there?
Laxatives.
It's like Audi keys, like an Audi key fob. An A8, by the way.
So those marbles that you swallowed as a kid.
Ah, saw that I lost earlier with you guys.
So you're all done. So now
they brought me in there. Of course, you don't go right into surgery. You have all the stuff with the, you know, your name, and they prep you and they do all that sorts of good stuff, and then the anesthesiologist comes in, tells you what he's going to do, yada yada. Yeah. And then they brought me into. Actually, I remember going into the ER because we were actually joking around for a little bit because I saw that big light above the operating table. So I started doing James Bond. You know, I'm like, it's Mr. Bond. You know, we're all joking around and stuff like that. And the next thing I know, I'm I woke up in a room. So.
Oh, you're on those good, good. That's the best sleep ever. It's the best sleep ever.
So how was your pain level?
Actually, I'm just achy. I'm just achy. I'm just achy. There's a, like, I can't feel like the belly button area at all. Well, what used to be belly button.
Do you have a belly button like again? Mm. Did they reopen it for you?
It'd be interesting if that was the obstruction, his belly button. I don't think Alyssa knows this. He went for hernia surgery in December. And then it took a couple weeks. Hold on, AJ. I'm talking.
Talking about you telling your story. Hold on.
AJ, you're being selfish again.
He's having dinner. Then he realizes he's out at a friend's house. And he looks down. And he's like, where's my belly button?
Is that what happened?
They stitched it closed.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
That did happen. Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Back to you.
Nobody wanted dessert. We were having donuts.
That was quick. That was quick.
Thank you. I forgot what I was going to say now. Oh, yeah, so they took care of it. So the only thing that hurts really is for some reason the top of my rib cage, or the top part of my abdomen section kind of hurts, maybe from that tube. And also my throat's killing because the tube's in it.
Definitely the tube, yeah.
That's frightening.
That's just not supposed to be there.
Just go back to bed.
Yeah. My left nostril hurts like a mother right now.
Yeah. I was describing that to Chaz last night. So what you have in is called a nasogastric tube. And they thread that through your nose and down into your belly. And that drains your belly of any contents and lets your belly rest, which is what you need. But I'm telling you, whenever I've placed them, when I worked inpatient, they are miserable, and I'm so sorry you have it. It's just a very thick, large bore tube that is not very pliable. It's super uncomfortable.
Man, Jennifer, you're smart, huh? She's smart, smart.
Not really.
I could hear it. I could hear it.
Let me get that clip.
Alyssa, by the way, you have a very soothing voice.
Jennifer, thank you. So do you.
AJ's in the hospital bed, like, really?
We're over it.
I needed that.
Let's talk about Alyssa's sexy voice.
Now's the perfect time to sell him Girl Scout cookies. He can't run away.
Samoa. He's in lockdown.
That's great.
Send them to the hospital.
Oh, Alyssa there. Hey.
Hi, AJ. How are you?
Hey. I'm in the BPT.
They switched places for the day. She's here.
Hilarious. You gonna work the door later at the stress factory?
I rolled in with my IV and the BPT.
That's hilarious. Is Vinny there? Is Vinny keeping you awake over there?
AJ has become the stress factory.
Hernie is not anything. That's what Vinny would say.
Oh, man. That would be a wild nightmare.
That would be the biggest.
You're about to be opened up, and Vinny walks in with the scalpel.
Like, hey, this is going to be nothing.
Vinny walks in with Girl Scout cookies.
If you knew what I've been through, this is nothing.
You know what you're doing, right?
What?
I think if I do Vinny's voice, they're going to think I'm in pain in here.
This is my only outlet to talk about it.
While we're in music, someone came in. Who was that?
Yeah, who was that?
AJ?
What?
What?
The morphine.
That was Kaya. That's the night nurse.
Oh, the night nurse.
She wanted I borrowed a charger last night for my phone so I could talk to you guys in the morning. So.
Oh, nice.
AJ, what's she look like?
Charge on it. So she had I had to get the she had to get the charger back. I guess it belongs to the front desk or something.
Is she around? Can she come on?
No, she's out of here. She's the next person comes on at 7 o'clock, so she came in.
She's wrapping up now.
But on the way out, she goes, "You're not talking nasty about me, are you?" No, of course not.
Opposite. Yeah.
You didn't laugh after you said no, right?
Let me talk nasty about the person who's been taking care of me all night.
Do you know when they're letting you out?
I don't know, but a team of doctors just walked in.
Really?
Oh,
can you put one on?
They don't want to.
Just ask them.
I'm AJ from Chaz and AJ in the Morning. By the way, how you doing? Would anybody like to talk on the radio right now?
No.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Put them on. Yeah. Just put the phone out like you're handing it over.
Shit, I think they got things going on here.
Oh, all right. I'll let you get back to it.
Feel better, buddy.
Yeah, they got to take care of it. Okay, I'll talk to you guys
later. Feel better, AJ.
Hey, hold on, AJ. AJ, hold on. AJ, we need a phone subject. You got any ideas?
Yeah, the time you're busy at work.
What is the name of the groundhog in Manchester?
Chuckles.
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 Chuckles. Chuckles like the 25th now, I
Let's bring on Manchester Mayor Jay Moran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Groundhog Day in Manchester. Very busy day.
Very busy day. And according to Chuckles, the 11th.
Hold on. Wait. We have the moment. We're going to play it, and then we'll discuss. Here it is live on the air. Channel 3.
And will you do the best of your ability to accurately predict when spring will arrive here in the state of Connecticut?
I will.
By the powers vested in me, by the laws of the state of Connecticut.
What's happening here, Mayor?
They're crowning a new groundhog.
That's romantic.
We have to swear in the new groundhog before they give a prediction. So Chuckles the 11th is very new.
Did Chuckles die again?
Again.
Yes, Chuck. You shouldn't make me laugh about this.
Why? His name is Chuckles, so.
Chuckles died last year just before the prediction, and Phoebe the groundhog got to make the prediction last year.
Phoebe was always really reliable.
And this is not the first time that you had a death right before the announcement, right?
That is correct. It's almost you don't want to be sworn in because you don't know how much longer you're going to live.
Good luck, Chuckles, the 11th.
Chuckles the 11th.
The 11th in like 3 years.
You're right. We've gone through 8, 9, 10 pretty quickly. You are correct.
It's not a good day to be a groundhog.
The first one when
not
we
not a good day to not a good day to be a groundhog.
No, I'm afraid for Chuckles.
Great day to
the
be in Manchester to see Chuckles predict what the weather's going to be. The official groundhog of the state of Connecticut.
All right, that's got to be mixed emotions for a groundhog family. Hey, great news, family! I'm going to be the official groundhog of a town. Oh, wow, that's exciting!
Then everyone
panics. Manchester. Oh man.
So we have to.
Sorry, Dad.
We got to do all your favorite things immediately.
Didn't you have a Chuckles that was hit by a car?
It's a short-lived honor, but it's an honor. Yes.
You had a Chuckles that was hit by a car, like had one eye.
Chuckles the 9th was blind. That's correct. They picked him up on the side of the road, and that's what they do. They find these groundhogs who need rehab, and they bring them in. And Chuckles the 9th was found on the road and was blind.
Now, just this is medical rehab, not like drug or alcohol rehab.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we didn't. Although a couple were found with some gummies eventually, but no.
They probably needed them.
So this is first the swearing in of Chuckles the 11th. All right, here we go.
Correct.
I hereby declare you to be the 11th official State of Connecticut groundhog. You are hereby known as Chuckles the 11th. Congratulations.
Now, who is that doing that? The ceremony,
Ron.
The swearing in.
That's Judge Leo Diana, who was actually the former mayor. He was mayor when I was deputy mayor, so we bring him back to swear.
Oh,
and
great.
He was happy this time. Last time he did Chuckles the 9th, he was not happy that his robe was blessed with a little water from the groundhog at that point.
Was that water really?
Yeah, then a day later, Chuckles was dead. I don't know. Let's get to that judge.
We had a moment when I was listening to the prediction that, let's put it this way, we got a new definition of spit shine shoes. Chuckles was a little nervous.
Poor Chuckles.
Did Chuckles get dropped on his head 1 year, or am I thinking of New York City?
You're thinking of me.
That was New York City, remember? And they said he was going to be okay, and then he passed away like a day or two later.
It was within hours of the announcement.
Like Bloomberg dropped him,
yes.
Right?
Oh,
that's
my God.
Horrible.
This sounds rough.
Yeah, I think it might have been de Blasio, but yes.
Oh, you're right.
That sounds right.
Bloomberg got bit by the groundhog.
That's right. Bloomberg. Yeah, what you learn is that you don't get too close, because even though you can translate, it's not exactly, it's pretty dangerous territory when they're hungry.
That is your job to translate, right?
So you got to lean in and listen, yeah.
Yeah, and I actually learned to speak the language, so I am pretty good at it, and that's what I was able to translate for the judge. I just... It's amazing what you can do.
This is a big day.
It sounds like you're itching yourself.
I know. Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, Chaz, we'll leave that alone. Thank you.
Bring up his trauma.
And I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but they said 6 more weeks without age. I don't know if that's good news or bad news.
Oh,
that's
no.
Bad news.
That would be horrible news.
God.
Yeah.
All right. So let's play the rest of this now.
Your Honor.
Channel 3.
Nice to have you back on stage.
Thank you. Thank
you. Enjoyed working with the former mayor. Okay, so how many want a prediction?
I do.
A prediction?
I do.
All right,
Let's do
now
it.
Chuckles is new. We're just getting to know each other.
I like that. The mayor's like, hey, who wants a prediction?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's like class.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Over here. Over here. Me.
Well, it's better than Yo Vinny. What do you want? You know, so.
Yeah, well, you're building the anticipation.
Yeah.
You know what everyone's there for, but you're just getting everyone. You're getting the crowd worked up.
I say try the Yo Vinny 1 year. I think you might be surprised.
Vinny!
I'm going to ask him a few questions. Chuckles, you allowed?
All right, we're going to have to check back in, I think.
No. Loves Joe Burrow, not the Super Bowl.
We got to come
back. Weather. Tom Brady retired. Tell me something we haven't heard for the last 4 days.
This is funny because they're stressed back at the Channel 3 studio.
Yeah.
They're like, we want this thing live.
Say it.
We got to go to break. And now the mayor's doing shtick. What do we do?
This is his favorite day.
Asking about Joe Burrow. We got to hit the commercial break. Come on, mayor.
I love it. But of course, you don't know this is going on.
No,
no one's giving you the line across the neck. You know, like cut it.
All right, we get it. You're being cute. All right.
Yeah. Okay, let's play the rest.
Okay.
We're doing good.
Well, I need a new pair of shoes. Thank you.
Anything can happen.
It's a dangerous.
Is that the moment? Like he peed on you?
At the moment, that is it.
He said, we're having a little wet moment.
Oh, my favorite moment.
I believe this is the best Groundhog Day moment on television ever. Okay.
Will, did you see your show? Chuckles, the 11th, has just told me that he was scared. He saw a shadow, and we'll have 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, there you have it.
Oh, listen to that room.
I know.
Groaning.
Oh, yeah. A lot of angry people in that room.
You lost that room.
Really did.
You killed the messenger. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a translator. Come on.
My sister's getting married on March 5th, and you ruined everything. All right? You ruined everything.
That's wild. Who, Now, what's that like? You didn't really talk to Chuckles. Who would come up with that kind of decision?
I know.
Mayor?
This is, it's a great job. It pays well, and it comes with great benefits.
Now, let's just say if Chuckles didn't really predict it, right, and someone had to decide, like, what are we going to say?
You got to say something.
Six weeks more or less, what? Are we done? How would that person come up with that decision?
Well, let's call in the weather people. They predict every day and they could be wrong and no one really gets upset with them, right?
Roasted.
That's true.
You know, we're going to have anywhere from
2 years of a worldwide pandemic. And you can't let the groundhog give us good news.
Honestly.
I know.
Really.
Thanks a lot, Mayor.
There you go.
Now I want to kill that thing.
Chuckles, watch where you sleep.
Just to save you some time, leave it. It might happen on its own.
I was just going to say, let's give it an hour.
Groundhogs are supposed to live up to 14 years in captivity. I don't know what
you're
doing
over there. So what are you guys doing?
14 years.
Yes.
What are you feeding that thing?
Are you giving it peanut butter?
Bananas. A lot of bananas. A lot of bananas. So.
You don't even know, do you? I wouldn't.
The bananas, fruit, vegetables, I know what they eat.
You show up there once a year, right?
You feed him every year.
And I have to meet a new person, a new Chuckles every year.
Every year.
That's what we're wondering. What's going on?
Yeah, like a new mayor.
I do this for 15 minutes on PLR. That's the reason why I do it.
All right, so the headline is 6 more weeks of winter.
6 more weeks of winter. Now, we'll see what they say in Pennsylvania. I think the one in Connecticut has a better prediction. Do we get something out of Pennsylvania yet?
I haven't heard. You know, we wanted to go to the main source for Connecticut. And
yeah, well, it's
Manchester.
Easier to say Chuckles than anyway. So.
I got to tell you something. If I saw a weather person or if, let's put it this way, AJ's in a hospital bed. doctor walks in, and there's this ceremony. Hey, I just all right. Repeat after me. I will be a good doctor. Da 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 da. And then here the certificate. Okay, doc. What do you think? Should AJ get surgery?
Yeah.
All right. We have anyone who has a little bit more experience? That groundhog had literally 5 seconds of experience.
I was going to say, why are we listening to? Where did this come from?
You get to make the biggest decision of the year with 5 seconds experience.
And then you die.
Chuckles the 11th for Canada. He's running for governor now. So that's so much fame so quickly.
Oh, I got to write this down. This is breaking news.
Chuckles.
New entry into the race for Connecticut governor.
He'll probably die before
he gets
there.
Can you imagine the commercials we'd have to watch for like a year? That'd be great. It's
what rhymes with chuckle?
Chuckle.
I almost said it.
Chuckle. Wow. Well, that's good. He had a good turnout. The kids liked it, right?
I think
kids loved it. And then, you know, they play that song, Chuckles, Chuckles, He's My Friend, He's My Bunny Groundhog. You have to come one day. Actually, AJ would have a good time with it. He's, you know, he likes the right song. So
he's got a theme song?
Chuckles, chuckles,
where can we find this song, Mayor?
Can you sing it? Yeah.
Chuckles, chuckles, chuckles is our friend. Chuckles, chuckles, chuckles is our mighty groundhog. Chuckles, chuckles, chuckles is our friend.
This is your favorite. This is your favorite day of the year. This is favorite day of the year. I could tell.
I love the road race day, too. I have to tell you, the other great day in Manchester is the Thanksgiving day. But this is great because the kids, what we need is seeing, when you see the kids with the smiles on their face and enjoying it and really getting into it, the way the world is right now, as you mentioned, COVID the last 2 years and all the political divide, children bring a smile to our face, bring us back to reality and realize that life's about having fun. And that's why you got to tune into PLR, because when you're having a bad day, if AJ doesn't drive you up the road laughing, I don't know who can.
Right.
So thank you for all the service you're doing for our community by making us laugh.
What a cutie.
That's a good good message. You know, who's going to fight over Chuckles, really?
I'm not going to forget that you killed Chuckles.
That song, Chuckles, Chuckles, Chuckles,
Chuckles is my friend.
Oh, is this it?
She tells us what the weather's like and how it could be later. Six
there you go.
Weeks of winter, will we have an early spring? Yes. Telling us the future is her thing.
Everybody.
Who's singing?
Chuckles, Chuckles, Chuckles.
Those are our town troubadours. Town troubadours.
Chuckle,
our
chuckle,
troubadour
wow.
Our troubadour, present troubadour.
Oh,
we
them.
Have a town troubadour. So,
how do you pick the new chuckles? Is it like the Pope process?
You just run one of them over?
Yeah, white smoke.
Yeah.
I think you just run one
white
over.
White smoke on the back of the exhaust pipe that just hit the guy in the
see,
truck.
I knew it.
The
it's, like again, it's like kickball.
Another reason they only live 3 years. Or
you started it.
Matter of months.
So right now I'm looking at the country club outside the window of Lutz, and I can see a lot of geese. We don't want to go there, do we?
No.
You know my thoughts.
AJ, you know, did you hear, Mayor, that the New Jersey Milton Mel groundhog died?
Yeah.
When did it die? Like,
I heard on the way
it
here.
It died Sunday.
That's what I thought you were talking about when we started this.
Yeah. It died
Sunday.
That's
what we
had last year with Chuckles the 10th, and Phoebe filled in. So.
Well, New Jersey canceled theirs. They didn't do it today. Because they couldn't find
their morning.
You gotta have a backup.
Wow, you guys must be feeding your groundhogs the same thing. Really thriving.
There should be an investigation.
Really thriving.
Well, Chaz, you remember when Suffield sold Chuckles a few years ago, and we had a story on that.
Yeah.
What?
Chuckles, happen,
chuckles,
but
chuckles.
He's my friend.
Chuckles, chuckles, chuckles. That's going to be in my head all day.
I'm going to come out to that song tonight on stage. That's
chuckles,
the one.
Chuckles, chuckles.
The more details you give us about what goes into the day-to-day of a chuckles, the more, doesn't sound like a great job.
Yeah, the more I want to cry.
Threat of constant abduction.
I thought you were going to say the details of being mayor, Phil, but I guess not.
And then AJ and I were on a radio station on Long Island, and they were having a big to-do about Groundhog Day in Brookhaven. And all the media comes out, and everybody's out there, and they're ready to do the announcement. And they go in to get Chuckles, or not Chuckles, whatever it was, like Brookhaven Bob or whatever the hell its name was. And they go in, and it froze to death.
Oh, my God.
No.
It was a solid block of ice.
So definitely not an early winter.
No.
Does nobody care about these creatures?
You're right. You know what, Phil? You're right. They did get their prediction.
This is upsetting. I'm upset.
It's not a good gig.
I'm starting a new foundation for the groundhogs.
What's that?
No they are, if you want to Venmo me, that would be pristine. Thank you. I'll start that.
Now Chuckles is our groundhog. She's our great prognosticator. She tells us what the weather's like and how it could be later. 6 more weeks of winter, will we have an early spring?
Yes.
Telling us the future is her thing.
Everybody!
Everybody now! Chuckles is our friend.
Dumbass Criminal Week continues with former Fairfield Police Chief Gary McNamara. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chaz and all.
Good morning.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm sorry to miss AJ. I'm glad he's at least on the mend.
Yes. Exactly right. All right. First headline, choose your victim wisely.
So, yeah. So there's, crimes of opportunity and crimes that take planning. And we want to make sure that as criminals, you want to make sure you understand your victim. Well, in this case, an individual with a handgun one evening goes to a parking lot, sees a victim leaving a building, carrying something, approaches him with a handgun. Like a good criminal would do, he points the handgun and says, give me your what? Your money and whatever you're carrying. So he takes what he is carrying, takes his wallet. And unfortunately, as he's going to put the handgun away and flee the scene, he shoots himself in the leg, which certainly would make a fleeing the scene a little bit more difficult.
Puts a damper on things. And it's also embarrassing.
He ruined the whole plan.
Yes, it does. It does. Now, however, this is where choosing your victim wisely matters, because in the process of shooting himself in the leg, obviously the pain causes him to drop what he is carrying in his hand that he just got from the victim. Now, what the individual did not realize was that he was robbing an individual who had just finished a session at a bowling alley. And what he was carrying was a bowling ball in a bag. And when he shot himself in the foot, in the leg, he dropped the bowling ball on his other foot.
That deserves an extra ring for that one.
Wow.
Now,
that is an impressive feat of dumbassery.
Yeah, that's a bad day.
I bet you the scream for the bowling ball hitting the foot was louder than the scream of taking the bullet to the leg.
Oh, God.
And I can't confirm it, but I just imagine a bunch of people hearing the commotion and all running out with the same shirt on, those bowling shirts, like different colors.
Oh, my God, it's a gang. I got to get out of here.
Just a uniform.
So choose your victim wisely. Let's put it that way.
The only thing that make that better is if he shot himself in one leg and dropped a bowling ball on the other foot.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
He did.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Did I miss that?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
I was enjoying the visual so much I missed that detail.
Oh, I get it.
Jesus.
So how long was the chase to arrest them?
Pursuit is, if you're a cop, that's the foot pursuit you want to be in. Definitely. So yes, it was brief.
He made
that
easy.
Pressure though. If you don't get him, boy, you never live that.
I was gonna say.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, pressure's on.
All right. Next headline.
Best laid plans. Yes.
The best laid plans.
So,
Ashley, you have one job. What are you doing over there?
Working on this bell ringing.
What was going on?
That's kind of the best laid plans, actually, is to ring the bell before I talk. So, what's the plan?
But what was happening?
Literally nothing.
Oh, well.
Breaking news.
Should I ring it on myself?
I will.
There we go. Best laid plans.
So early morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, police officers actually are still out there patrolling. They patrol vacant areas. One of our sergeants driving by a wooded area with a little park near it, sees a car, automatically kind of thinks people are, whatever, what you would do in a car, shines the spotlight on them to get them to move on. but kind of leaves the scene, but rethinks it a little bit. So he turns around and he goes back to the wooded area, and the car is not there any longer. It was a quick turnaround. The car just took off. But what he does see in place of the car is an individual jogging down the street now.
Just casually.
And the individual, casual, yeah, just casually. Not in jogging pants, not in workout clothes, just now randomly jogging down the streets in Fairfield at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And as he follows him, he sees that he's running towards a gas station. And he looks in the gas station and now sees that same car in the gas station. The guy runs in, gets in the car. Sergeant talks to the people in the car, and they said they're just looking for the highway to get back to New York. So off they go, sent them to the highway, and off they go. Sergeant, not satisfied with that, says, look, what's going on over there in the park? Goes back to the park, shines his flashlight in the area, and finds an individual dead with duct tape across his mouth and across his entire head. So needless to say, the sergeant gets in a pursuit, tries to chase the guys. They get them in New Canaan, I think, and bring them back. Here's the best laid plans. These three individuals, you know, when you commit a homicide, there's getting the victim, committing the crime, and then obviously trying to hide the crime. These three individuals killed this subject in Flushing, New York, in a bodega in the basement. Realizing they have to get rid of him now, they don't want to be implicated in the crime, they get him in the trunk of a car and drive north on I-95, best laid plans. Let's go somewhere where they're never going to connect us. They drive an hour to an hour and a half from Flushing up 95 into Connecticut and ultimately say, let's pull off this deserted area and we can dump the body in the park. No one will know. Unfortunately, they timed it perfectly to dump the body as the police sergeant was driving by, therefore making all their plans useless.
Wow. Oh, that's a gnarly one.
Yeah. That was a lot.
Yeah, it's a hard one, but it's like, look, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes
it isn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is,
right. Yeah.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, I'm not losing sight of that. I mean, you know, like, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, no, I got you. No, it's a duh moment. This is dumbass criminal week. That was a dumbass thing to do.
Yeah. Well, number one, we don't want him to commit it in the first place. But at the same time, if the sergeant wasn't there, we would have had a hard time identifying and connecting the dots. So
right.
Sometimes we get him.
Yeah. No, it's nice when they kind of make mistakes and walk right into you.
Yeah.
They help you.
Or jog right into you at 4 in the morning.
I didn't share the jogger was carrying a bowling ball, dropped it on his foot. all back around.
That really slowed them down again.
Yes, it did.
All right. Exactly. Thank you, former Fairfield Police Chief Gary McNamara. Thank you for coming on, brother. Good to hear your
Thank
voice.
Thank you.
AJ's out today. Alyssa Goji is in, and she went to film school, wrote a screenplay. Joe Myers, movie guy, is on. He's recommending that you don't go through this on the air.
Okay, I won't do it.
Do you think part of it, Joe, is that someone can hear the idea and then write something similar and beat her to the punch?
That is definitely
absolutely.
A thing. Yes.
Absolutely.
I think you're right.
That kind of stealing goes on all the time. You have to be really careful who you show something to.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do not trust us. Not that we have the ambition to like write it down.
Just believe me, Joe. You'd like it. Yeah. All right? Just trust me.
I bet I would. I can't wait to see it when it's done.
Joe.
What is it, a romantic comedy?
It's comedy. It's all comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
It's got to be comedy.
I want like Melissa McCarthy.
Okay.
All that good stuff.
Romance or no romance?
No romance.
Okay. So it's just a straight comedy.
It's a straight comedy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A slapstick type of people are like getting bonked in the head with stuff.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite.
Me too. Same.
I don't really need the story to be great.
That's exactly how I feel.
Want to see a coconut hit someone in the head. Someone slide down a flight of stairs.
But the people you like
fall out of a car when it's taking a left turn.
Yes.
All that stuff.
All of that.
Maybe a monkey.
Correct.
Throw in a monkey. Got to throw in a monkey.
Yes. Always a monkey. Always a monkey.
Yeah. What do you think of that movie, Joe?
I like it. And Alyssa, do you plan to be in it? Did you write it for yourself?
Yeah, I did. You know me,
Joe.
I did, yeah.
Well, you know, there's that famous story of Stallone wrote Rocky, and wanted to take it and put Ryan O'Neal in it. And he said, I won't sell it unless you put me in it. And they agreed, and, you know, and the rest was history.
Yeah, I think about that literally all the time. I literally, all the time. It's like a household story. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, totally, totally.
That movie would not be that movie.
No.
No, with Ryan O'Neal, can you imagine?
No.
No way.
No.
My mom loves him. I can't.
No, and you know what? If he sold that, like, to a, let's just say, okay, you can have this. The ending changes.
Yeah. Definitely. Everything changes.
He wins the fight.
Yeah, right. Right. It wouldn't be like that.
They ruin it. Everything that made that movie, Hollywood would undo.
Absolutely.
Well, it doesn't test in front of people.
That's how that happens.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. And I think he was offered $1 million for it if he would sell it outright.
Good for him.
Well, Chaz Palminteri told us the story of A Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Same thing happened to him.
Yep.
Very similar.
Absolutely.
They kept upping the offer, which is when he's like, you clearly want the project. Just let me do it.
Right.
Yeah. I'll save you some money by doing it myself.
He was doing the one-man show in L.A., getting a lot of buzz, getting all kinds of offers for it. And then De Niro comes, sees it. He gets Chaz Palminteri, finishes the one-man show, goes backstage, and someone says, Robert De Niro's here. He'd like to see you. Like, okay.
Wow.
De Niro comes in, goes, look, I want to direct this, and you'll be in it, and you'll play whoever, Sonny.
Yeah.
And if you shake my hand right now, that's how it'll be.
Wow.
They shook hands, and that was it. Done.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There are so many stories where that same conversation takes place, and then that guy gets cut out anyway.
Right,
he was taking such a leap of faith in that moment to just be like, nope, he won't do this to me.
But it's De Niro.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Yeah.
But this is part of what makes him that guy. You know, you don't really know until you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Two old school Italians, both from New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, this is, if you say yes right now and you shake my hand, that's how it'll be.
Yep.
And it was.
Yep. Nuts.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, that, you know, that if you look at that Rocky movie, it's not anything without Sylvester Stallone in it. If you look at Bronx Tale, you might be able to get away with someone else playing Sonny, but it really wouldn't be the same movie.
No, it wouldn't. It would not.
Any movie that Daniel Day-Lewis is in, it is not that movie without him.
I know.
It's impossible to replace.
He's crazy talented.
That performance,
totally. Man. Totally.
He's so talented.
And if you put all those characters, what are there, like 5 or 6, not a lot, all in one room.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even, you wouldn't even say it's the same person.
Nope. That's nuts. I'm curious. Joe, what's your favorite movie ever?
I it's so hard for me to say because, you know, I love comedies, I love dramas, but if I'm forced, I would say The Godfather.
Okay, that was a great answer. You passed the test.
But, too long.
But that's, you know, I would like to do 10, 20, you know, I hate to boil it down to just one because there's, you know, like I just watched Moonstruck again last week and that's a wonderful comedy, you know, so I hate to, you know.
Snap out of it.
You just missed the best part of this show today. We're talking about The Godfather and you hear that one over there say, too long.
Every other weekend, she rewatches Gone with the Wind just because.
No.
Do you really?
No, but you know what I would love? I would love to see all of the one-line reviews of the movie. New York Times, greatest thing in cinematic history.
Too long to watch.
Achievement in filmmaking.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ashley, too long.
Too long, didn't watch. That's hilarious.
Too long hair
too
flip.
Long.
Too long hair flip.
Too many characters, too long.
So what's a favorite movie of yours that maybe no one heard of?
Oh, good question.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, Chuck.
God. I would go, I think, with a Paul Thomas Anderson movie called Magnolia.
Yeah, you've mentioned that one before. You really do like that one.
Yeah, I really. No, just Magnolia. And it's got the best performance that Tom Cruise, I think, has ever given in a movie. He got an Oscar nomination for it, deservedly. It's too long by Ashley's standards. It's almost 3 hours, but it's packed with great characters. Philip Seymour Hoffman is in it.
Another guy can never replace his roles in movies.
No, agree.
John C. Reilly is in it. You know, it's just cool. A great act. Julianne Moore is in it. It's great. It's great.
Okay, I'll definitely watch it.
And I think it's on Netflix as we. I think it's on Netflix as we speak.
Thank
God. I'm surprised Cruz didn't win something for that one. He was looking for one. He was looking for an award at that point to take that lesser role and to take a dramatic role of a character who's dinged up and not like, hey, the action hero or, you know, lead man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't get that.
What's interesting about Cruz, you know, he was up for Born on the 4th of July, and he won by somebody who then was not that well known, Daniel Day-Lewis, for My Left Foot.
Oh, really?
It's all about his foot.
That was a tough race.
I hate
when that stuff happens.
I forgot. Yeah, that's, you know, like it's like being a you finally got on the Ed Sullivan show, and it's the Beatles.
No one remembers that you're going to be there. Yeah, right.
I feel so strongly.
The performance of a lifetime, and it's like
these things keep me up.
Damn it!
They literally do. I'm a big Oscar person. These things keep me up.
Well,
me too.
Write it down.
When everybody thought Glenn Close was win a couple of years ago, Olivia Colman came in out of left field and beat her.
Don't even get me started.
Hold on, Phil. Can you look up who beat Tom Cruise in Magnolia?
That was 99.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah. I remember there was a buzz. People felt like he was going to win it.
Oh, he was terrific. He was terrific.
Are you looking forward to this new Top Gun movie?
I am. I like Tom Cruise. I always have.
I do, too.
People knock him for various reasons, but I mean, he's been a star since 1982.
We were talking about this. Think about that.
He's still Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is. He's still a major star internationally. He has a Mission Impossible movie coming out after the Top Gun movie.
Have you ever noticed his face is crooked?
Yeah, I was literally sitting there thinking that, Ashley.
Okay, his eyes and his nose.
So who won?
One way.
1999. It's an interesting category, Best Supporting Actor. So Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense is nominated as a kid.
Oh,
You got Jude Law for The Talented Mr. Ripley. You've got Michael Clark Duncan, the big guy from The Green Mile.
Yep.
You've got Tom Cruise in Magnolia. And you got Michael Caine, The Cider House Rules.
Oh, I'm going to go with Michael Caine.
Michael Caine won.
I love Michael Caine.
And you know what? Michael Caine didn't win for that one. He won a couple movies before they got ripped off.
Yeah.
That's what happens, too.
We got to give him an Oscar for that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Maybe Tom will get that, you know, a few years down the road. Who knows?
Cider House. Well, look at Paul Newman. They didn't give him an Oscar. So many brilliant performances because he was so good looking.
Oh, wow. It's like Leo. Leo, it took him so long.
It did. It
Leo
took a big. Really do have very similar career paths
forever.
In that regard.
Right.
Totally.
Good for him.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff makes me crazy. It really, I can't.
Does it really?
You have no idea. I'm a big movie person.
You have to try not to take the Oscars so seriously.
I was going
to
say, don't get me started on Joaquin Phoenix and Walk the Line, all right? Don't get me started. Ooh.
Jennifer and I were just talking about him the other day.
He's so talented.
He is one of those guys who is a brilliant actor. And if he plays
great
a crazy
actor.
Person, you look into his eyes and you say, there is some real crazy in there because
you
cannot fake that.
No, absolutely. Yes.
He really is brilliant.
He's brilliant. He's crazy. I know.
Great actor.
Wait, you're getting all excited. I feel like.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Also, fun fact, Ashley can't spell his first or last name.
Ashley, me neither. I get it. Juquan.
Ashley, go ahead.
No, get off the computer.
She goes, there.
J-O. Joaquin. Sound it out. A. Q-U-I-N. Joaquin.
I think that was right.
That was right.
I wouldn't have gotten that right.
Her email yesterday was all wrong.
Fiona.
The last name is so hard.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Those are both method actors, right? Those two?
Yeah, I would say so, where they get into their character, and while they're working, they want to be addressed as the character, even when they're, you know, in their dressing rooms and stuff.
Is that what method acting is?
Well, you know, it varies. Some people say it's people who've studied at the Actor's Studio, you know, which had the Stanislavski method. Other people do it on their own or with other acting teachers. Usually it's referring to somebody who disappears into a role, you know, and even Lady Gaga, when The House of Gucci came out, she said that she spoke nothing but Italian, like for months, you know, and immersed herself in that woman's world, you know. So she, I think, was taking cues from people like Brando and James Dean and those folks.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Hmm. I heard a story about Michelle Williams for her movie, I think, released in 2011, My Week with Marilyn. She lived as Marilyn Monroe around her own house, and she even interacted with her mailman as Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, lucky mailman. Jesus.
Oops.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like when Daniel Day...
He's got the best mailman story now.
...with Lincoln. When Daniel Day was Lincoln, he, like, talked to everyone like he was Lincoln. He, like, didn't use his cell phone either.
I know.
That's crazy. That would be weird, seeing Lincoln on a cell phone.
That's nuts.
Not even a cell phone?
No, he, like, was trying to stay in character that whole time.
Well, and part of it, too, for him is he doesn't want, like, an image to get leaked where he's on set in full costume and gear, and now he's, like eating a taco, and they're like, what is this? Mm. It, like, takes the impact away from the role when you're watching the movie.
I guess.
They said when he did Last of the Mohicans, he actually built the canoe that his character used in the film. That's how deep into that guy Hawkeye.
That's a lot. I can't even get out of bed. I don't know.
That's wild.
That's impressive. I can't make it to the driveway.
How many Oscars has he won?
He's won three. He won one for My Left Foot, as we mentioned. He won one for There Will Be Blood, and then Lincoln.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, he's won more than De Niro, more than Pacino, more than Brando. I mean, he's at the top. Deservedly so. He's one of the greatest
ever. Yeah, he's so talented.
Because the roles are so different. It wasn't like he did the My Left Foot guy like three times. Like, De Niro's great, but he's like, when I see him, he's like, this is De Niro.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Even if he's funny, it's like, it's De Niro.
It's De Niro.
Italian New York guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Tough or funny, either one. Yeah.
Let's put it this way for Daniel Day-Lewis. When you go to his Wikipedia page, you have to go to a whole separate page just for the awards.
That's really? Amazing.
Awards and nominations is its own page on Wikipedia for him. Yeah.
Wow.
He kills it.
He's incredible.
Seems like a lot of work.
I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Too much.
I gotta go.
I gotta build a canoe too.
I can't. Anything
I don't even
but
know
that.
How you start that process. I don't know. You get a tree and hollow it out.
I don't know how to build a canoe. He also took time off for some reason and went to work in Italy making shoes.
Yes, that's what I heard he's doing now. He's making shoes.
Oh my God, go to bed.
Is that for the Left Foot movie?
Yeah. Take a seat. Daniel.
I don't know why he did that, but that was widely reported, you know, and he lives here in Connecticut. Rebecca Hall, Rebecca Miller is his Daniel Day-Lewis.
Danny.
He's making Rebecca a canoe. Miller. He's not listening to a radio.
Danny,
they haven't been invented yet.
I love you.
He can't call us until he builds himself a phone.
the northern part of Connecticut, that is a great place for someone like him. Litchfield County?
Absolutely.
Building canoes.
Yeah.
Wow. And his wife evaporate into the wilderness. Talented.
Small world.
His wife is a good filmmaker, too, Rebecca Miller. She's Arthur Miller's daughter. She's made some outstanding movies.
Wow.
Becky, hit me up.
Becky and Danny. Yes.
Becky, I know you're listening.
So you would say Marlon Brando's like a top method actor? James
I would
Dean.
Say he's the one. Yeah, James Dean. I put Paul Newman, Actor's Studio. I put Daniel Day-Lewis.
Paul Newman.
And I had to. Yeah.
I mean, great actor, beautiful human being. Should have won a ton of awards and didn't. But method actor?
Well, he studied at the studio. And in fact, one of his first big roles on Broadway was with another studio person, Geraldine Page. They did Sweet Bird of Youth on Broadway, and then they made the movie version. So, yeah, he's very much an Actor's Studio guy. And so is his wife, Joanne Woodward.
Wow. I just always, what am I thinking now? I'm thinking that he's played similar. Like, when I see him, I see Paul Newman. I don't see, like, Daniel Day-Lewis, depending on the role,
he's
Lincoln. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
The human, he's just gone. He's in that.
Yeah.
He's gone. When I see Paul Newman on screen, I'm like, that's Paul friggin' Newman.
Right.
That's Paul Newman right there.
I know you're saying.
But even Brando rarely ever disappeared totally into some, you know what I mean? Some people have the ability to change their face, change their body. But Newman, I think, was often shortchanged in terms of reviews because he was so damn attractive.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But great actor, great actor.
There was Brando, I mean, I never saw the early stuff, like On the Waterfront and all that, you know, Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw this. I start watching, I'm like, I can't do it.
I had to watch that movie for a class in, I think, middle school. I just remember Brando.
Middle school?
Yeah. Well, I went to that private school because I went through puberty, remember? So
pubes.
I just remember him young in like a tight-fitted white muscle shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And he was always sort of dirty, but the sexy dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, I get
it. Yes. Yes.
I feel that.
The sexy dirty.
The sexy dirty. Yeah,
there's sexy dirty, and there's like, oh, you just need
dirty.
A bath.
Yes.
Like he's been building a canoe all day long. Mm,
that could be sexy dirty.
See, Johnny Depp to me is not sexy dirty, Ashley.
Oh, he is.
No, he's like, smells. I know it.
Grungy. Yeah, he is.
Yes,
grungy.
I know it. See, Joe.
Joe, thanks for coming on. Joe Myers has a great podcast called Now a Major Motion Picture. If you love movies, you're going to love this podcast. Thank you, Joe.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.